All right, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio, live from Chickies and Beat, South Philadelphia. Do we have any reverb tonight? How are we doing so far, Tree? A little bit. We good?
A little bit.
It's all
just
good.
Smidgen.
Hey, everybody, if you are within the area, we are at Chickies and Beat, South Philly. Come down here, get some crab fries, get some Yingling, $2.75 Yingling lagers all night tonight. We are happy to be joined by another Eagles great, and I'm already saying great because I watched the highlight reel last night just to brush up on my Avante Maddox knowledge. We're gonna talk about this a little bit more in a second. Everybody, subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. Number 58, top spot sports podcasts on iTunes already. We keep moving up. Cue up the Jeffersons.
Where's your soundboard?
I know. I'm not using the soundboard as much.
Thank God. You don't want to hear a soundboard.
Also, you can check us out on TuneIn Radio, and you'll be able to hear rotating episodes starting next week. It's a good time. Everybody, the Green Legion Radio Show is brought to you by our amazing sponsors at Miller Lite. Even though this is a Yingling Lager night, we're not going to forget those guys. Bucks County Baseball Company. Check them out. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. David Dodge Chrysler Jeep. The Manioc Sport and Social Club. Our good friend Ken Davies and all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market. How'd I do? Atta boy. And our good friend Sean Brace, Philly influencer, and also 102.5, The Gambler, and our good friends Fourth and John. They had a blast.
They did well.
Sunday. They did very
well. They had a
well.
Great time.
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit about Atlanta. We got a lot to get to. And, of course, our biggest sponsor, Chickies and Pete's, here in South Philadelphia in all locations. I have some information about them moving forward throughout the show. A lot of stuff to talk about. Hey, Diaz, Hollis, want to shout out to Giovanni listening to the show right now.
Yes. What up, Giovanni?
Giovanni, what's up, G?
He's got to be the biggest Eagles fan in
ever.
The entire region.
So he knows, and I talked to Shannon, his mom, earlier. He has to have a tooth pulled on Thursday. And he's like, I don't care. I'm going to the lake on Sunday. I don't care. Giovanni, again, man, you're an inspiration to all of us. We wish that everybody was as tough as you, little brother. So keep it up. Introducing my panel. To my left immediately, our producer, Rob Valivas. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm fantastic. I'm looking forward to Mike Diaz's hot takes. And also, we have the great Hollis Thomas gracing us with his presence. So let us know he's a man throughout the broadcast.
Yes,
I'm looking
am.
Forward to it.
Well, and thankfully, he killed two-thirds of the rest of my introduction.
Leave the Rex eruptions to Rex.
Our friend Dave Spadaro joining us as a guest again. Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate
thanks for having
you.
Me, Quimby. I love being here.
I'm glad you.
It's a blast.
I'm glad you asked to come back again. Yeah. It was great. We're glad to have you anytime.
My
you
pleasure.
Are willing to come out, sir. And since we already know about Big Dog, doesn't number happen. 78 in your hearts, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Hollis Tank Thomas. What's up, Big Dog?
Good evening. How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
I'm happy to be back with you guys.
Hollis, who has worn number 78 since you left?
No, nobody.
Yeah, how about that?
They always get cut. I thought somebody was going to make the squad one time, and I'd have something to be proud of, but they have yet to make the squad.
Right.
Well, and
it's kind of retired then.
You know him as Philly Mike on social media. We know him as Shut Up Diaz. Michael, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Fully recovered from the weekend. Took a full day.
I mean,
the players get beat up during these games, but I mean, you go on these road trips.
I'm still. I don't know about you. I took about 7 or 8 Advil before I left the house.
Oh yeah.
Stop crying.
And joining us, Philadelphia Eagles quarterback number 29, Avante Maddox. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Pleasure to have you, brother.
Yeah, good.
I got to be honest with you. You're 185 pounds in the program, and you hit like a 250-pound mother. Yeah.
And then look at him. He's flexing.
He's doing it.
He's supposed to. That's what you're supposed to do.
He should.
What weight class would Avante box in? What's a 178-pounder?
Middle. No.
Light heavyweight.
Light heavyweight. All right.
But he might lose 20 pounds to get to welterweight, just so he can knock those guys out.
All right. Everybody, as our happy to have our brother Hollis back on this show.
Yes.
Hollis, what happened in sports history today?
Well, today is September the 17th. It's the 260th day of the year. There's 105 days left. We're going to go back to 1920. when the actual National Football League was born in Canton, Ohio. 12 teams, they submitted each $100 each. It was called the American Professional Football Association, which in 1922 became the NFL. Today is actually a historic day for the NFL because a lot of teams play their first game today. 1937, the first NFL game in Washington, D.C., but I don't know if it was in Maryland or was it in D.C.
Or Virginia.
Quote-unquote Washington.
Yes, it was the Redskins versus the Giants, and the Redskins beat the Giants in the first Buster Bowl, 13-3. So we go to 1947 when Jackie Robinson was named Rookie of the Year today. Then nice. Go to 1950 when the 49ers played their first game in the NFL, not the AFL, which is a football league, but they lost to the Rams. Also, we go to 1967 when the Saints they played their first NFL game, and like yesterday, they lost to the Rams. Yeah, we go. And then we have a couple of birthdays to go with this day. We have 1927 George Blanda, 1949 Willie Coyote and Roadrunner. 1970.
That's Wiley.
Wiley. That's why I said it like that.
You said.
I was trying to see if anybody caught it.
Yeah.
So also 1970, my buddy Mark Brunell. 1974, Philly's own Rasheed Wallace, and one of our esteemed guests. It's my nephew's birthday. This is Magic Charles Thomas Jr. His pop's birthday.
PJ.
He turns 10 today.
PJ, happy birthday.
And that's all I got for you guys this day in history.
You did a good job doing my bit, Hollis, but it was good.
Yeah, you suck.
I was doing that when you were still playing with Big Daddy.
Sure.
You did okay.
Yeah, right.
Here we go. All right, first, let's get through around the league because there was a lot that took place this weekend and kind of unavoidable quarterbacks.
Right.
I mean, talk about a bad weekend for quarterbacks. Let's bring out what I think is the most detrimental to a team, Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Now, only expected to be out 4 to 6 right now. Is that what we hear, Dave?
I don't know how he can have surgery on a ligament on a thumb and only be out 4 to 6 weeks.
It's gonna be longer than that
because he's gonna have to learn to regrip the ball and right. But whatever. But the way I look at that one, I think that is a very significant injury.
Right.
I never want to play the Saints in New Orleans in the playoffs.
Exactly. But also to what Dave was saying.
It's a tough place to play, Avante.
Right. Yeah. Also to what Dave was saying, are they going to put some pins in place to set it?
Hold on. Avante, I don't want to hear it's a tough place to play. I've watched your highlights from that game. Okay? I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but the first time down there he got hurt.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I'm talking about January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we think Bridgewater can?
I mean,
they have a
lot of wins. Yeah. I mean, he'll get more reps. He's the highest paid backup in the league. They should be okay, but they're not as dynamic.
Right.
Now that division, the Jaguars. Or, I'm sorry, the
Tampa Bay, Carolina.
Cam Newton has a foot injury.
Yep.
Tampa Bay has
a head injury.
Tampa Bay is struggling offensively.
Correct.
And Atlanta, I still don't think they're not a great team.
Yeah, me neither.
Missed opportunity.
I'm sorry. We're not going to put it down.
We're not going to put it down.
No. But they
beat us fair and square.
But that is a huge injury. But I think Big Ben is a bigger loss because it's the season.
Yeah.
All right, because that was actually going to be my closing question, but since we're on it now, bigger loss, Drew Brees to the team or Ben Roethlisberger? And I mean, go ahead, Diaz.
Well, I mean, Ben. Wouldn't it put Pittsburgh at least in a position where they know he's out for the year and they can make plans? I mean,
I hear you.
But like with Brees, if he's out the 4 to 6 weeks, but maybe it's 8 or 9, or maybe it's not.
You still get Bridgewater ready every week,
right?
You know, you will get Drew Brees back, and they will play teams that they'll beat. So. Right. I don't know.
I'm getting excited to see Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Actually, it gives them an opportunity to see this kid because they drafted him in the third round, and they figured that he was a first-round talent. So this will give them an opportunity to pretty much see what he got. If anything else, other than suck for the – what's the guy, Tua? Suck for Tua?
Then there's a kid from Oregon who's really good.
Yeah, I like him too.
There's a kid from Clemson, Trevor Lawrence.
Is he one more year, right? No, he's got 1 more year. He's a sophomore.
Yeah, one more year? Okay.
Big question is, are we seeing the end of a Steelers era after losing Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger now for the season. You have to think.
When's the last time they were really good?
9 years ago.
When was the last time we beat them?
Yeah, I mean,
2016, week three.
Oh, you're right.
In your face.
Nice job, Diaz.
Hey, there he is. Yeah.
You can't see me.
It's about time you earned your paycheck. In all fairness, Pittsburgh's in the hunt all the time, constantly. And I'll be honest with you, I don't want to see Ben Roethlisberger. He usually kind of tears us apart.
Yeah, but now whether or not they've been,
whether or not
they've
been, but we can honestly say that was the trio, kind of.
Kind of, like, sort of. But you always wondered about the trio because one guy was talking in social media about the other guy. When you have that type of discrepancies, it never comes out good.
Well,
it's like, you never talk about your family member in public. You talk about it amongst each other. And it's like I would never, like, you never throw your guy under the bus. It, no matter how wrong he is, it's kind of like that one family member. You know he went and started that fight, but you're not going to let him get his butt kicked. You're not today.
Avante, have you ever had the privilege and pleasure of listening to the Hollis Roll? Because
sorry.
You know, it's gonna get crazy.
Words to live by Hollis Thomas.
Avante, right. Do you ever have any aspirations to be in the media?
A little bit. I haven't really been thinking about it, but
you're only a kid. You're only your second year. You got like 10 more years of playing.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen that kid hit. Yeah. I'm not going with that. All right, real quick.
Wait. What about Eli Manning? Are we going to stop there?
Stop it, please.
I said quarterbacks.
Is he hurt? Is he hurt? Or is it just his pride?
No, he's not hurt. He got benched.
He got benched.
Yeah.
Hold on.
He should have been
benched 2 years ago. Why are we even having this discussion?
I don't know. But we would like him to play, though. I'm just saying. When they had Dave Brown, I love when Dave Brown played.
Well,
he wasn't going to last to the end. We got him twice in December, so we're not going to last that long.
Remember, his nickname, Pick Six. Number six in the draft.
LOL, Eli.
Pick Six.
Yep,
LOL, Eli.
Out of all those injuries, though, because it's always about me and us, not having Drew Brees against Dallas, you know, that was going to be a tough game. It's still tough. Bridgewater can hold it down, but... you know, a little disappointed that they're not going to get their full
squad. What week is
that? Week five, I think.
But I will tell you that Sean Payton takes the games against Dallas very personal.
Yeah, former coach there.
Yes.
I don't think Teddy Bridgewater will do a bad job at all. When a quarterback gets so many reps, it makes such a huge difference.
Big time.
And they got Kamara. They got a good offensive line. They've got great receivers.
Right.
Right, so.
How many reps did they get in practice, like the backup get in practice?
Not many. He's pretty much a scout team. He's pretty much the scout team.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about one more quarterback. We're going to take our first break. We're going to come back, and we're going to break down the Eagles game. We're going to get a little bit more into Avante Maddox because I have a question for him, actually, when we get to know Avante segment.
Run now, Avante, run.
Hold on. Mad respect right now. Let's talk about fashion. What do you call it? Fashionista. Cam Newton.
Oh God!
I have a great theory on that.
I have a great theory on that too. Look like a jackass after you win.
No. Here's the theory. All right. So Russell Westbrook wore all the crazy clothes. Right.
Right.
Now, have you noticed what has happened? Russell Westbrook, I believe, has now a clothing line. And that is what Cam Newton is trying to do. And whether you like what he's wearing or not, there will be people who like what he's wearing.
Awkward.
So he'll have a market to market his scarves.
So what you're saying, Dave, is there'll be more people for me to talk about.
Well, Hollis.
Thank you.
What he's saying, Hollis, is that both you and Quimby in about 5 years are going to be wearing handkerchiefs up here on stage.
How about new?
That better be one big goddamn handkerchief.
Dave, shouldn't
he worry about playing quarterback rather than what he's wearing?
Want my quarterback doing
that. That's why I like you, Dave.
Yeah, but I understand why he's doing that.
I don't.
All right?
I don't. He looks the fool. I'm sorry.
Somebody's going to like it out there.
I don't know. There's not too many.
Everybody, if you are within distance, come down right now. We are at Chickies in Pete, South Philly. Chickies is ready for football season. They're a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles and the official caterer of the Philadelphia Eagles Touchdown Club at the Link. We will be back after this song. All right, everybody, back again at Chickies in Pete, South Philadelphia. In case you guys didn't know, Chickies has great football season promotions, limited edition Philadelphia Eagles collectible glasses for $8 with an ice cold domestic draft beer and a $2 refill. The glasses have images of all your favorite players, including number 29 sitting with us at the table, Avante Maddox. How are you, sir?
Good.
Hey, a real quick shout out to our friends at Echelon Fitness from Echelon, New Jersey, joining us today here at Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. Thanks for coming over, you guys. Appreciate you making the trek across the bridge. Real quick, before we go any further into Philadelphia Eagles, and I know you guys love my deep, lost, sexy voice today.
Beautiful.
I left half of it in Atlanta.
I wish you lost the whole
should have left the other half there, too.
There you go, Diaz. Wow. Good job.
There we go.
My man.
Hey, we need our three minutes of sack master because the Phillies are still playing. And, Chris, give us your take on the next, well, 2 weeks of what might be the last of baseball.
Well, first of all, can I say that I'm happy to have Diaz back? Psych.
Good drop there.
There's got to be someone correct here, you know, on the panel.
The broadcasting crew is paying off for it.
Markelle Fultz was correct, wasn't he, Diaz? No, but anyway.
Fourth-year option picked up this week.
Yeah, everybody does something stupid with money.
Well, first of all, I'd like to start out, Quimby, your boy, Corey Dickerson, is now going to miss the rest of the season with a broken foot. Did you hear that news today?
No, I've not been paying attention at all.
I probably thought
is he in the same room as Timmy Jernigan?
Oh, man.
Or Malik Jackson. But you're probably also, you probably woke up this morning for the first time in 2 days. So it's okay.
He didn't wake up in the morning. He woke up like at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, no, I got up at 8:30 today.
I'm shocked.
I didn't.
That voice is sexy, though. I'll give you credit on that. So, anyway, we're looking at the Phillies. They're 5 games back with 14 games left to play. They have a 0.1% chance of making the playoffs this year.
So you're saying there's a chance.
There is still a chance. And I will say that the only reason why that they still have a chance is that they are 5.5 games behind the Nationals. So if they can somehow come out.
Sweep that series next week?
Well, they have an 11-game set on the road, which starts in Atlanta with 3 tonight, and then they have 3 in Cleveland, and then 5 with the Nationals. So somehow, some way, if they can take that series next week, they might be going into the final weekend of the season against the Marlins with something to play for.
What?
Now, Hollis loves you. Are you asking me if I'm a believer?
Okay.
Diaz would say I'm an apologist.
There you go.
I'm not. I am a realist.
Thank you.
There is no chance on God's green earth that this team is going to make the playoffs, but I will still watch.
I know
Rob Elvis will too.
It's Valivas. Get the last name right. You're a sick man. You're still going to watch that.
No, nobody cares.
I will
that
still
late.
Watch this crap until they are eliminated.
I will too. I'll be watching with you, Zach.
Hollis, that's why I love you, big dog.
No, thanks. Love you, man.
Welcome back.
Chris, we appreciate it. That is Chris Sack, official Phillies correspondent of Green Legion Radio and soon to be retired to official Flyers correspondent of Green Legion Radio. Diaz, by the way, we have a game in a suite on October 2nd, baby.
God damn right we do.
There's the one. That's the one we get. Dave, I told him. I said no swearing.
He's excited. He's up on the sauce.
A little excited.
It's almost Flyers. You're talking about the Flyers, right?
Yeah. No.
No.
Sixers.
October 1st, camp starts.
Wait, the season starts October?
Camp does. Camp does.
Is that the game
against the Chinese squad?
No, I think the game against Asian squad.
No, it's from China. I can't pronounce the Guangzhou.
Stop it. Just take the Asian.
What's the season opener? It's against the Celtics. What date? It's like October 12th, I think.
Nah, it's like the 20th.
October?
It's
early.
Oh yeah. Well, they try to eliminate the back to back. So last year they did. They started a couple weeks early.
Avante, do you follow? You have time to follow anything else?
Right now, no.
Yeah, I mean, like nothing.
Nah.
But I know you're a fan, right?
Yeah, I am a fan, but my head is in the playbook.
Right. Detroit Tigers.
Good answer.
Yeah. October 23rd. Yeah, like first.
October 23rd.
Paying attention to
so how about basketball? Who's your team?
Basketball. I like.
Don't you say the Pistons? Don't you say the Pistons?
I like.
We know where you're from, sir.
Wherever the ring goes.
Wherever the ring goes. Oh man. So you.
He's a Toronto. He's going north of the border.
There it is. There's Hollis not being able to get his first thought out of the day.
He's a chaser.
I
was trying to keep it clean.
Hey, I want ring chasers on my
team. The ring comes to Philly this year.
We hope so.
Well, all right. Well, let's talk about the more important sport because it is.
Yes.
Let's get a little Eagles recap right now. Dave,
yo.
Can you please give us the update on injuries? Jernigan, Jackson, Jeffrey, Wentz.
So here's what's weird. Everybody, I could not tell you how many texts I got as soon as Jackson got hurt, as soon as you know, Dallas wasn't playing, and as soon as Jeffrey wasn't, all throughout the morning, the Eagles really didn't even know until late yesterday what's going on, and nothing is official yet. But obviously, the reports are out there that Tim Jernigan has a broken foot, will be out 4 to 6 weeks. Don't know if that's official. There's now a report that Deshaun will miss this game on Sunday and then next Thursday against Green Bay. Mm. Don't know if that's official. He was in the complex today. Alshon has the calf injury.
Don't want that to pop.
We'll see if that. We'll see how that progresses during the week. I don't know about Dallas. I don't live with him. But.
Love how Dave looks over.
Yeah, but no, I think
that is great. We know Avante and Dallas.
I think he's touch and go.
How's that Nerf? How's that Nerf game going?
Going pretty well. Yeah, been out of dope.
Yeah,
been on football. But.
Carson's fine on this list. Then Corey Clement. I don't know the situation, but Carson got beat up.
It's not Clement, right?
Corey Clement.
Clement.
But I'll tell you what's interesting. I did an interview right after the game, 2.5 hours after the game. With WIP, fifth quarter. Hollis has been on that show.
Yeah.
And they were kind of down on Carson. And my point was that because he didn't have a good first half. I think, like, when you're watching Carson Wentz play, don't you have nothing but mad respect, Avante, right, for what that guy goes through?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he sits in that pocket and sometimes takes some hard shots and he get right back up and, you know, go to the next play. So.
And he's tough. He's accurate. Tough, he's got a big arm. So, I mean, for the Eagles to be in that game, it was because of Carson Wentz, and he'll be fine. We just got to find a way to not take many shots.
So many hits.
And here we go. We're going to be a little bit critical about this game, but
absolutely,
the silver lining is that with all these starters dropping,
victory. It's never more victory.
With all these starters dropping in this game, just to still be in it in the last play. Kind of shows a bit of resolve, and you know, let's be honest. We're going to talk about the last Ertz play, Hollis.
I'm just saying.
You're not ready.
I'm just saying.
Shh. I'm going to have to shut you up every now and then.
You might, because I call it like I see it.
Hollis, do you have the picture available?
Is he our OBJ? Look at that watch.
I'm not playing anymore. I can do what I want. I'm a man.
That's the first.
There it was.
And I win. But no, 30 minutes in. I can't pull the picture up of one of the plays.
All right. It was fourth down, and it was the play that Atlanta scored the touchdown on. And you have an official. I get it. Stop. Don't blame the officials on a loss. But it was a blatant block in the back.
I disagree. Blatant.
No, he has the photo.
I understand you disagree, but
He's
definitely pushing him in the back.
It was a push in the back.
Avante, where were you on that fourth down play?
No. Here, there's a picture right there. I don't know text, but push in the back. Now you can look at it.
That push in the back.
Oh, that play where they scored the touchdown.
No.
Is that you?
That ain't me.
You're the one who got smoked by Jake Matthews.
Yeah. Wow!
No. I mean, it was just a great play. I'm not busting
you.
It's
all right. I'll get him next time.
No, he made a great play.
Well, what I want to allude you guys to. Now we're seeing the play, and I don't know if you guys see that. You see those legs right there? Those are the official's legs.
Yeah.
Standing right there. You're supposed to make that call.
Okay.
You have to make that call. You're there to make the proper call. Since I've been on this side of the mic, I've been watching the games. And a lot of the games, I think the officials think that people are there to see them. We're not there to see them. Call the game. You're there to do one job. It's not. You can't miss a call. Why are you missing a call? You're there to watch the game. You're there to watch the game and officiate.
Avante, when you guys watched film of that, was there a lot of conversation about that block in the back?
No, not really. I mean, we didn't even really get there. We kind of on to the next game now.
Okay. So. I'll tell you, the worst non-call, there was a non-call on the Eagles' last possession.
Yes, it was.
Mac Hollins got destroyed at the 4-yard line.
Okay, well, and we're going to get to that.
Yeah.
Just a quick announcement, if you're not knowing what's going on. Not only here at Green Legion Radio do we have Avante and Hollis, who are willing to take pictures, sign autographs. Dave Spadaro, our Eagles insider, our guest tonight. We also have Connie Piper and Belinda Rivera from Philly's Finest Calendar right behind us. Philly's Finest Swimsuit Calendar.
Whoa.
Very nice.
Anybody who would like a free swimsuit calendar, signed by these beautiful ladies. By all means, Dave would like one.
Yes, please.
Please, by all means, come on up. Everybody, please, come on up. Say hello. These guys are here to enjoy your support.
Here until 7.
Here until 7.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And even though the headset's off, I understand Pops. We have a question for you in the audience, right?
Yes, I do. I have one question for Mr. Maddox.
All right.
Someone wants to know if you're married.
Where's your breaking news sounder for that?
I'm not saying any names or pointing any fingers.
He's holding up his fingers.
Question over here.
Yeah, it's a question.
Hold on.
Over that way.
I'm feeling quite yellow.
I actually have a clip for that.
How about new?
Then also we got. I think we have one more. I think we have one for Mr. Hollis Thomas.
What's that?
Yeah, can't wait for your brother to set you up for this.
He's always said, "Yeah."
Yeah, we have one more question.
It's live radio. Live radio.
It's live radio.
Don't. Got it.
What's your relationship status?
Isn't that the same as the last question?
No, it's a totally different question.
Oh, yeah, it's a totally different question. Because I'll answer it like Dave Spadaro answers it. I'm single at the moment.
I'm sorry, man.
Dragging me down in the mud with you, Holly.
If I'm going to be out there, I'm taking somebody down with me. I'm not going down by myself. Come on, come out the bush.
Here we go. All right, focus back. I'm relieving Pops of duties for a moment.
Yeah, he's getting out there and whatnot. Last time I invited somebody.
All right, so let's
talk about the game.
We're going to talk about that. Trenches.
Yeah.
Going into the game, we were supposed to be dominant on both sides. Now, of course, we, Timmy going down does not help the cause. All right. However, I want to bring my critical evaluation into this right now, and this has everything to do with the offensive trenches. In two games, Howard, 14 attempts, 66 yards, 4.4 yards per carry. All right. Sanders, 21 attempts, 53 yards, 2.5 yards per carry. Sproles, 9 attempts, 41 yards, 5.5 yards per carry. Overall, in the first two games, that's 44 rushing attempts for 160 yards with 3.6 yards per carry. We actually went into this season thinking we were stacked in the backfield, and I want to know why those stats are what they are. Well, that is critical to me.
I'll start. So, game one, I think we all agree that the Eagles ran the ball pretty well.
Pretty decently, yeah.
So, when you go into game two and your game plan is to run the football, and then you lose Dallas Goedert and you have only one tight end, you can't use a two tight end, 12 personnel package, which is a 12 personnel package is one running back and two tight ends.
And to help Dave out, the other tight end was Vitae. And he played like 6 plays, and he had about 6 penalties.
Yeah, and Zach is a great tight end, but he's not
a blocker.
A blocking. He's not a dominant blocking tight end. And Atlanta beat the Eagles up front at times.
Yeah.
And then the Eagles fell behind 17-6
right.
And had to throw the ball. So would you have liked to run the ball more? Yes. I know fans are kind of giving Miles Sanders a bit of a hard time. I think that kid's going to be an absolute star running back. He's got to learn to go up the field.
Exactly.
He'll learn that.
Yeah.
And Mike Groh talked about it today, but it was not satisfactory. Nobody's happy about the way the offense played.
All right.
Nobody's
all right.
happy about the way the defense played.
I want to interrupt you. I want to interrupt you. And the only reason
Atlanta,
is
– got to give credit to Atlanta, too.
I know you're not going to let me, but I want to interrupt and say you have a guy at the running back position who has been third only to two running backs in the last – 3 years, as far as rushing goes. All right, I get...
Jordan Howard will get his.
I don't want Jordan Howard to get his. I want Jordan Howard to have his already.
As a defender, I back this totally.
Really?
Feed him.
100%.
No, you know why I say feed him? Because he falls forward. You watch how he runs, and he destroys the psyche of the opposing defense. Not only that...
I don't want to wait for Miles Sanders to figure it out. I want Miles Sanders to get 5 to 8 carries per game while Howard gets the the majority of the carries.
Like I love
put Miles. His head down and go. North to south. He's
sounds,
a north to south.
It sounds so
runner.
Easy. It sounds so
no,
easy.
It's not, it's
no,
not
it's
easy.
Not that. It's not statistics easy. Say that you should give him the ball more.
No, they don't.
Absolutely. He's third only to Elliott and Gurley the last 3 years.
That's in a different system. That's in a different offense. Totally different. The coaches have watched every single day of Jordan Howard, Miles Sanders, Corey Clement, Darren Sproles. And they have a role for each of these players. And Jordan Howard's role is to move the chains and in the red zone have a chance. Now, he hasn't really gotten a chance in the red zone. And he'll get his, but the Eagles think that Miles Sanders is the more dynamic, explosive running back. Has he done it yet? Well, other than he did in the first game, had the penalty. You got to have a little bit of patience, do we not? I mean, the kids played two games in the NFL.
Diaz, what is two things? Diaz, first, what is that? There's never any patience. We all know that. Yeah. And we'll never be satisfied with rushing attempts. We'll always think it should be more. With the guys going out on Sunday, I mean, what kind of stats? You're saying stats, 44 rushes in two games. Okay, maybe it would have been 48 or 50, three, four extra rushes a game. You know, I don't think that's the problem. And Sanders, they invested heavily in him. They think he's going to be the best. It's week two.
Hollis,
big preseason.
Hollis lives in the old, in the Stone Age.
Well,
of football.
Hollis not only upset, but he's sweating.
I'm not in the Stone Age. This is the thing. I go off of production. I do love Sanders. I love his upside, but he has to learn to do what Howard does. So the way you teach him that is when he goes sideways, you bring his happy ass next to you and you say, "Go watch this." He's like, and Sanders is the future, but my boy Howard, as a defender, I want him out there because he moves the chains. He gives me an extra time, give me an extra couple plays to rest. So it's hard to say. And you don't question Doug, but I know Doug's a quarterback, so I know Doug wants to throw the ball all the time.
I disagree with that. I think they like to throw early.
Hold on.
Throw early and run late.
We're going to disagree.
I wish I had my play-by-play.
We are going to disagree with that on the next segment. Our next segment is get to know our Philadelphia Eagles cornerback, Avonte Maddox. You in deeps.
We haven't even started talking about the defense, Avonte.
What the defense?
Everybody with it, Chickies and Pete's, sound of my voice.
Come on,
by all means, come on up. Get autographs. Take photos. We are going to enjoy the hell out of the next segment here. Monday night at Chickies and Pete's during football season. All you can eat, Chickies, wings, and world famous crab fries as well. Make sure you guys join us here every Tuesday. All right. Back from our last break here on Green Legion Radio. This segment we call... Oh, Phil, what's up, baby? If anybody close to the program knows anything about Panama, that is really, really funny. Everybody, this is our third segment of Green Legion Radio here at Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. If you are anywhere close, get your ass down here. This is called Get to Know Avonte.
I like that.
Uh-oh.
Are you a little nervous? Because you
we
should
need a drum roll.
No, I'm good. I'm
all
ready.
Right, good, good.
Right. We already know he's single.
we know there's no tan lines. No tan lines.
His phone number is.
All right. 23 years old from Detroit, Michigan. 5'9", 185 pounds on the scorecard, but you hit like you're 215 pounds, and there is no questioning that in any way, shape, or form. Fourth round pick out of Pitt. Correct?
Correct.
All right.
I know he loves his dog.
Hold on. We're going to walk the dog in a second there, Dave. I have a couple questions for you. Was it difficult transitioning from baseball to football? Because you would have been drafted your senior year of high school by MLB had you not said you were going to pursue your football career, correct?
Correct. I mean, it wasn't hard. It always was, like, real close to each other. And I figured, like, both of them helped me out in many ways because – you know, baseball, you know, you're stealing in the bases. It's all about reaction and quickness. You know, inside the slot and on defense is more reaction and quickness as well. So
yep.
I figured they helped me out putting them together.
I have to tell you, your rookie campaign last year, all right, that's about a solid a rookie campaign a cornerback is going to have. We're going to talk about a couple things. Jacksonville in London, all right? Not only did you – you had one massive hit against running back.
Fournette.
Upended his ass.
Yep.
All right. I don't remember the receiver who you upended, but
it was 84.
Was it 84?
It was 84.
I can't remember.
And that ended up in a fumble.
Fumble. Our ball.
I have a question because I have a favorite play of yours from last year, and it's not your seemingly floating in the air interception against the Bears, and how you got your feet down before you went out of bounds. All right. My favorite Avante Maddox play from last year is against the Rams.
Okay.
And one Todd Gurley who makes cornerbacks bounce off.
Okay.
Screenplay coming out. You latch on to this son of a bitch. And it was like glue. It was like glue. You could not get rid of you. He, I think, literally thought you were going to bounce off him. You held your ground. He made one more half step and went down like a stone. I want to know, did they have to spatula you off a bit?
I got him.
You know the play I'm talking about.
Yeah, I definitely do. That's probably the most very important play. I mean,
huge.
Fourth quarter and, you know, the time ticking. We want to keep them inbound, so, you know, keep the time going. And that was my objective. I was going to cut off the sideline and, you know, lay my 185 pounds out.
I'm sorry, I heard 215.
215.
But the law of physics says that you should lose those battles. Why do you win those battles? Is it technique? Like, what is the proper way to tackle big guys?
Dave, absolutely the greatest question of the evening.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, you know, I got my momentum. I'm coming full speed. And, you know, in my mind, I figure I'm bigger than him. That's what I think. And, you know, when I'm going up to hit someone, you know, I'm giving them all, so.
Wait a minute. When do you think that?
Yeah.
What do you think? I know little guys like you. And I love
guys like you.
To be fair, everyone's a little guy.
Just
to
him.
But no. I like little guys like that. Like when on the team we had Bullet.
Yeah.
Who would destroy?
Keith Adams.
Yeah, Keith Adams. Yeah. We call him Bullet because he would destroy stuff.
Yeah,
it's like you love guys that come in there and are not afraid to, not those 6-foot-2 guys who act like pansies on the outside.
I don't tackle.
I'm just here to cover.
Everybody, Hollis Tank Thomas here on Green Legion Radio.
I'll be here all
Hollis
week.
Tank Thomas.
He's a man.
I've gotten to know Avante pretty well here in the last year and a half. So tell me about the defense. Let's talk about the game against Atlanta. They went deep, by my count, 8 times. They got it a couple times, but I thought the defense held up pretty well. 3 takeaways. Only 17 points allowed until that last play, which was a great one. And I obviously now see the push in the back. But how do you think the defense held up? Because the secondary, people want more out of the secondary.
We held up well. I mean, and, you know, everyone expect us to be great, you know, be perfect. But, you know, and that's our objective. We want to be great. We want to be perfect. Every time you walk in the room and DBN, we want to compete until we die. That's what we say when we walk in. And, you know, when we in there, we know we got a room full of guys that's going to compete, that's going to give it their all, you know, and go play to the last. And that's what we love about that DB room. And, you know, we always got the next man up. You know, someone – you've seen Sewell and Sidney flopping in and out, and, you know, both of them guys are making plays. You know, when Darby need a break, you know, them guys is coming in and they're stepping up to the plate.
Darby got beat and Darby made up.
Made up for it.
Yeah,
you know,
you want to talk about a guy, who, you know, talking about equilibrium.
And you're going to get beat. There's never been a time in the NFL when it's easier to complete passes than it is now. Reminder, you cannot touch the defense. You cannot touch the wide receiver.
Offensive game.
5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. You can't impede his progress. You can't touch him. It makes it really hard.
And you have to lay the quarterback down and give him a rub down before you
sack
him.
You have to lay down a blanket, a bear skin, lay him down.
On a hearty bed of lettuce.
Yeah, right.
There's some cookies on the side.
I know, man.
So the Eagles lose the game, tough loss. And the fans, Quimby, you can speak to what the fans did. Because there were, and by the way,
Great support by the fans.
100%.
Awesome, right? The fans 100%. Were loud. It was awesome.
Not just the Green Legion.
Every fan.
Everybody there. Yeah. It was amazing. We're not going to talk
about
how hot it was.
I wasn't going to talk about how hot it was. I was just going to tell him, as a former player, actually getting to see what they go through and the stuff that they go through on the road trips. Dude, you can't believe the support that you get from these people. And it was like when you guys ran out of the tunnel. Yeah. I was just thinking back to when I played. I was like, man, they went through all I went through because we were up there high. Well, no worry about the heat, but and then
we were up high enough we couldn't enjoy that circular TV.
Exactly. But also if you paid attention, all you heard was us. And it was like way more than I ever thought was going to be there.
Yeah. Do you know what the word everywhere. You know what the word on the street was?
What's that?
The only team that sells out that stadium is their soccer team.
Yeah. Oh, the soccer team is way the MLS team is way bigger down there.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Embarrassing.
Very.
They got Georgia football. That's what they care.
I have a couple questions for Avante before he has to go because we only have 6 more minutes with him. I just saw a tip. Does playing against Detroit mean something to you? Do you get a little bit more amped up because you are from Detroit? Does that? I mean, you kind of seem to me like a player who is jacked up from the second that first kickoff takes place. But is there a little bit more? Is there a little bit more intensity for you?
Every game I'm ready to go. It doesn't matter who we're facing. But this would be pretty special because it's not because we playing. Well, it is because we playing the Lions. But you know, I got my family and my friends coming down for it.
The
whole neighborhood gonna be watching. So that'd be a good one there. You know, and being able to show out and play for them in the stands, being able to watch me, that'd be pretty good.
Do you believe deep down? I know your family wants the Eagles to win. But do you really think your friends, who've grown up forever, loving, do you think they really want the Eagles to win?
I told them, don't come down here if y'all don't want us to win.
Yeah. This is where you find out who your true friends are.
Yeah.
My mom has disowned some friends because they were rooting
your mom is the best.
But yes,
she's one crazy lady.
Her best friend from when she was 16 years old, she had talked to her for 3 years because she was rooting for the opposing team.
Now, my friend's pretty loyal. I mean, they've been there since high school and middle school. So they pretty loyal, and, you know, they come down there to support, and that's what all that matters.
That's awesome. Avante, all right, one more question, and we are going to thank you for taking the time to come out tonight. Chickies and Pete's here in South Philadelphia. When you aren't playing football, what's your favorite thing to do?
I probably either watch some TV shows, you know, rest up my body when I'm not playing football. Other than that, I'm probably going bowling.
Bowling?
My brother Jalen, yeah. We beat
the right. Bowl down here. You know,
Jalen Dallas.
All right.
I like it.
Two on two.
Oh, my God. If I ever saw you bowl, I might laugh my...
I'm nice.
I'm a grown man. I do what I want.
I'm over 150.
I do what I want.
Right? Don't need bumper bowl.
I do what I want. But I do other stuff that adults do. I'm going to go get a drink. Let's take a break.
Hey, Avante, what do you know about Detroit? It's early in the week. What do you know about the Lions?
Early in the week, I know they're a run team. You know, they're trying to get the ground moving. And so, you know, as a defense, we always going to stop the run. We're going to be that number one rushing defense. So, you know, and then after that, they got a few good receivers out there on the outside. 19 is pretty well. Watching him, so
Kenny Golladay.
So as we going through, that's what we've been checking on. But right now, we're just going through the runs early. Tomorrow, we'll dig back into it a little deeper.
I wonder if they play a lot of three wides, because if they don't play a lot of three wides,
that mean I won't be.
You won't
out
be
there.
Out there that much.
So they gonna play three wides. You gonna be out there?
I know I'm gonna be out there. They're 11 personnel team. They switch it up, but they're 11 personnel. I'll be out there.
Yep.
And you know why? Somehow. Because you can't win in the NFL if all you do is run the football.
Exactly.
And you can't win in the NFL. All you do is drink Johnny Walker Black.
You know it. and you have to be able to stop the run in the playoffs and be able to run the ball in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because that's what it actually really counts.
Yeah.
Right now it's about passing. So yeah. I understand.
Yeah. Avante, thank you so much for coming out this evening.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. We all appreciate you. Honestly, we are looking very forward to watching your career evolve. And
appreciate you.
If it's anything like we've seen in the last, 18 games?
Yeah.
right?
20 plus
playoffs. 19, yeah. Playoffs. 70, whatever. Yeah, 20 games. 20 games. Brother, please. You got
great times.
You got big support here, baby. You got big support. All right, everybody, we are going to come back on Green Legion Radio here at Chickies and Pete's South Philadelphia for our last segment right after this. By all means, come up, take pictures, get autographs, do it now. I am quite certain none of my panel is ready, as am I. Sorry, go ahead, Rob.
So we're live from Chicken Pizza in South Philadelphia. Make sure you join us every Tuesday night. There's also Yingling Specials, $2.75. You want to come out and check those out. And we'll have a different Eagles player every Tuesday and the great Dave Spadaro. That's how it's done.
No, Dave. Dave only gets here every now and then.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you got to put that in
the
notes.
No.
Let me rephrase that. Dave is only here now and then.
This is why you're not the only journalist here.
Oh, yes.
And this is a now.
And this is a now, and we're happy for it.
Remember, I taught you.
Dave.
Hi.
Hollis.
Yes.
Diaz.
Yo.
Rob.
Yes.
What do we know about Detroit? Because this is our final segment.
Okay. Guess what? They're undefeated. They're undefeated.
0-2, right?
Yeah. 1-0-1.
No. They tied Arizona, and then they beat the Chargers.
Yeah, so they have no wins.
They beat the Chargers.
They beat the Chargers with my kicker, Matt Prater, getting me negative points. So that's the only thing that matters.
And everything that is wrong with fantasy football, Diaz just spoke about.
So they like Avante said, they want to run the ball first.
Yep.
And they'll off a play action. They have the best receiver
Galladay.
That you've never heard of.
Galladay.
Kenny Galladay.
From Northern Illinois.
Yeah. And they've got a really good tight end.
Yeah.
TJ Hockenstein from Iowa.
You know what I know is
eighth pick in the draft.
Do you know who I know is really talented at their job? Our waitress the last 2 weeks, Taylor.
Our server.
She's been fantastic.
She's been awesome.
Absolutely. I'm not allowed to say waitress?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
What are you supposed to say? Taylor.
Server.
Are you upset by waitress?
No, server.
Not at all. Server.
Everyone's got to be
all
PC.
Right.
Panama.
All right.
Well.
Panama.
What, you want to try out for
Panama.
Great song. Me? Oh, yeah. I get thrown off in 2 seconds. Yeah. Right, like that guy.
Let's talk about this. Matthew Stafford, still a stud. Agreed?
Yep.
He can play.
He can play. All right. Tough, not dude. Still a stud?
Nah, not still a stud.
Not a stud.
Competent starting quarterback.
Yeah.
All right.
He's been shell-shocked.
In all fairness, I know absolutely zero about Detroit. The last I knew is LeGarrette Blount went there, and I was upset about it.
They haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher since 2013.
Yep.
They've had like 3,000-yard rushers in the post-Barry Sanders era. Like, they don't run the ball
a lot
at all. Yeah. No, they just don't run it well.
Yeah.
So they're always playing catch-up. But this team, this game is so important because the Eagles should win the game.
Oh, yeah. This and game is more important dangerous. Than you know.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, well,
with
no, you do
week,
know.
With a short week.
You can, if you lose this game, you have a legitimate chance of going 1-3.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have to win because this is a winnable game.
Right.
And it is definitely a winnable game at home.
Yes.
Yeah. Their defense will change up a lot of things. They're very much like the Patriots.
Correct.
They've got a great quarterback. Darius Slay is actually a really good quarterback.
Darius Slay, yeah.
Slay is pretty good.
He's the guy who intercepted
big play
Carson.
Exactly.
Who was it? Was it late? Was it Carson?
It was late in the game. It was Carson.
Yeah, it was Carson. When was that? 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. Yeah,
16. It was 16.
Yeah, 16. Or 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was their first loss with Carson as starting quarterback.
Yeah, after 3 wins. So they're a good team. They're not a spectacular team. They're not a super talented team. They're a developing team. I mean, the Eagles are still favored substantially to win this game, so Eagles need to take care of business, and it would
pretty
be nice.
Much.
And here's the whole thing that's going on with the offense to me. We all talk about the run, pass. They haven't scored in the first quarter yet.
Exactly. I'm sick of that.
And they talked about it all offseason. It's been a problem. I don't know what the fix is, but
Dave,
are we still
scripting the first 15
always,
plays?
Every team does. Every team does. Say that with such
disdain. May I ask,
Why?
Because everybody scripts everybody. The first 15.
Well, hold on a second. I'm sorry. And if everybody jumps off an effing bridge.
Listen to this guy. You're trying to reinvent the game.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not trying to reinvent the game. No, I'll mute both of you right now. You're done.
Bam.
You can't evaluate your defense within the first possession?
What do you mean evaluate your defense?
Well, look. First of all, I get Carson has been in an NFL system even during his college career, which means he can step up and audible. He can see. But I don't know. It seems as though they're running into a brick wall and happy as hell to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean...
Which, by the way, completely agrees with my statement about how lacking they are in rushing.
But everyone scripts their plays, though.
So first of all, tell me why one of those scripted plays is not Deshaun running long. Now I get it and why it didn't happen in Atlanta.
So you think he's playing like in a street or fantasy football?
I don't know. No, I think it's PlayStation. He's playing PlayStation.
Go left at the Chevrolet and all three. I mean,
which PlayStation?
You're trying to do something. You're trying to attack the defense. Four. You're trying to set some sort of tone. Mm. You're trying to go after a particular weakness, a matchup, exploit a matchup.
Yeah.
I just don't think they've executed very well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Normally, as a defense, you try to get them in the three and out. Or possibly like the first two series, because you know that their plan is totally crap now. But especially if you come out to get a three and out, they have to go back to the lab and start thinking of some other things to do that they do well. But if they come out, their main objective in those first 15 plays is to at least get 14 points out of those first 15 plays. As a defense, you're trying to shut all of that down. It's a catch 22, and the main reason they do this is because you have continuity in running those plays over and over and over again, and you get good at them. And it's the plays that you've seen during the week that combat what the opposing team's defense does.
Well, my question about that is, Hollis, when you do script them,
right.
Shouldn't that change based off of like the yardage and the situation and the down? If you're like you're in a third and two, are you going to call a 10-yard out route? I think that's Quimby's kind of looking at. I was thinking about that the other day with the scripted plays.
Right, but when you look at it, it depends on the look that they give you, because it's like and they look at that the third and two part they look at the possibilities that they could get from the third and two.
Are there three options on?
That's why you had to do film study. Okay. So you go to all of their 32 plays and you see what they did in those situations.
Okay.
And so you come out with a set of plays and you see which one suits you best.
Gotcha. Yeah.
By the way, real fast before we go any further, I want to thank Jack, my postal service man, who just spit up here.
Right on, Jack.
Hey, spit up. Is he okay?
You have no idea. Jack has been putting up with checks for the Green Legion for years.
He's been putting up with chicks from the Free Legion.
Jack has been putting up with checks, Dave.
God
for
bless
the Green
him.
Legion.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Jack!
You are the man, brother.
Well, we've all been putting up with you for years, so don't we get a round of applause for that as well?
We should get more than a round of applause for that. We should get medals.
Now, to defend Quimby here, some of you guys asked for it.
Big dog.
If he doesn't do it, I'm going to do it. It's going to be way worse.
Diaz, it's about damn time.
I mute him every time we're back in the studio.
Hollis, is Quimby paying you to tell him how great he is?
No, Rob.
There's an extra zero Quimby, in the check this week.
Yeah, there was.
Are you feeling good about Sunday?
I feel very good about Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Which usually means we lose.
I think the spread says that for me. 7-point favorite.
I'm telling you right now, every time I feel really good about a game, it means we're going to start off slow. We have to come out of the gate firing.
Strike first, strike fast.
The only reason I say that is because we have not come out of the gate firing the last
strike
two
fast,
games.
Strike hard, no mercy, sir.
My question with as the scripted play and everything, right. How much of this is getting the reps of preseason action? Hollis, you mentioned sometimes some of the soft tissue stuff.
Yeah. But
it's not getting out there.
To answer your question, I did like the way we used to do it because some people don't realize that a lot of times we was working on our each game of the season in preseason. So we would be working on plays during the preseason that we were going to run against opposing plays.
Well, so last week, think about it, all right? They had a script that they put in, 15 plays, that no doubt included Dallas Goedert, right?
Right.
So they find out 10 minutes before the game started? No, actually about 40 minutes before the game started.
You're professionals. You figure out a way out of it.
Well, hey, Quimby. They were
playing devil's advocate, Dave.
Right. So they were the 17-yard, 9-yard line at the end of the game. I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't like the Eagles
okay,
got the ball around.
They
so figured it out.
Let's talk about that because
they figured
that
it out.
Is the final thought. All right. Hollis.
Yes, sir.
Avante.
He left.
Hey, no, he's right behind you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, let me ask this question because I don't believe it's a matter of elusiveness,
okay,
of desire. I think it's a matter of physics.
Okay.
All right? If you catch the ball,
right,
you're Zach Ertz, and he is right on the first down line.
Yeah.
All right? The second you make one step back,
right,
you take your entire 255 pounds of momentum and go the other way.
Do you
agree? Because I've had this fantasy debate on social media all the time. I'm sorry. I believe if you're talking about a mismatch.
Right.
He was up against a 200-pound quarterback.
Right.
All right. If Zach,
there were three guys.
There was another guy right there. He could have swatted the ball out of his hands.
Excuse me. I'm talking about the guy who tackled him, and there was only one.
There was two. It was the guy coming up.
There was another guy right there.
There was another guy right there, but there was only one guy that tackled him.
Here's what the
I want him to plant his feet, push, and go.
You got to, you know what? Someday get down on the field and watch.
Hey, Spuds.
Watch how fast they go.
Will you someday let me down on the field?
Thanks, Dave. We're available this Sunday.
This is what I will tell you. I do commend Zach Ertz for even coming back in the game because he went out because he got popped. And he got popped pretty good.
He got crushed.
He got totally crushed. The thing that he tried to do, and I commend him for this, he was trying to stick the ball out, but in sticking the ball out, there was another defender coming up, and he would have knocked the crap out of him and knocked the ball loose. So he was trying to get as much as he could, and it was like, if it was a fully healthy Zach Ertz, then I would expect him totally to push forward and get
there.
My view was, I was right on the field, I was at the point where he
rubbed it in our face.
I'm not rubbing it in your face.
So he caught the ball. By a fan, weren't
he
you?
He ran a route. He came back toward Carson. He's facing Carson. His body was beyond the stick, but the ball was not
in his other arm. Yeah.
So he knew it was close. So, you know, your momentum's going back to the line of scrimmage, and he plants and tries to turn and go. But they made a great tackle on him.
Dave, it kind of reminded me of that Dallas game last year.
Yeah.
Where that, again, on the fourth down play where he, like, made that little in cut right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Eagles, I mean, look, had the Nelson Aguilar play, unfortunately, didn't work. I love Nelson.
Yeah,
he was exhausted. I mean, you drop out. Physical error. Came back, fourth down. Matt Collins got destroyed on the 4-yard line. Eagles can't fall into holes. Got out of it against Washington. Could not sustain it against Atlanta. That's over. So now we move on to Detroit.
We do.
But
predictions.
2-0 would have been so sweet.
So sweet.
It's like stealing a game. They had a chance to steal that game. They almost had a chance to steal it. It's unbelievable.
And not only that, it's like
after all those injuries.
The one thing that I don't know if they practiced the blitz as much as Jim Johnson did, but it kind of showed when they came out and you see the quarterback audible like Matt Ryan did, and you go against a seasoned vet like that. You have to know that the Omaha call, which is universal.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about what people wanted to sign a waiver and do with you in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. They wanted to do the Oklahoma. They wanted to sign a waiver and do the Oklahoma.
No, that's got to be him and Rex, remember?
No. That was another guy down there. He wanted to sign a waiver and do the Oklahoma. I was all for it. I had to at least let him know that I pray on the week. So it doesn't matter how small you are or how much ridicule I'm going to get for beating the crap out of you, I will destroy you.
You'll break his back, right?
Yeah, I will destroy you.
I will break your back
in two or three places.
Never tick off the big dog.
Never.
Everybody, we have to end the show right now.
I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Who said no? Our one fan, yay!
It was tree over there, so I'm gonna leave now.
We had a nice crowd tonight, Quinn.
You guys are great.
It's for building. Everybody keep
out.
It coming. Yes. Tell your friends.
Absolutely.
Eat a different Eagles player each week, right?
We're on it.
Everybody, absolutely. Real fast, we're going to go through the panel. Mike Diaz, final thoughts.
My final thoughts are Atlanta's in the rear view. Let's have a great weekend in Detroit. Say hi to Giovanni coming in.
Ah, Giovanni, our man, listening tonight. Yes, over past Lancaster. Hollis, big dog. Tank Thomas, final thoughts.
Strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
Not a boy.
Keep it pushing forward.
Our Phillies apologist, Chris Sack.
Protect the franchise. For the love of God, protect the quarterback. Because without Carson, I don't care what anybody says about Josh McCown coming in there for a few plays. Yeah, he looked decent. But to me, Carson Wentz is your key to another Super Bowl. You have to protect the franchise.
Absolutely. Mr. Spadaro.
Hey, fans.
And thank you once again for being our guest this evening.
Everybody who's coming down to Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday, we need you. Eagles could be down a few players. We need a home field advantage in this game.
You need me to activate me?
Eagle.
You need to activate me?
I'm going to say
no right away. I was just going to say no twice.
I was just offering, in the
hopes that you say no real quick.
No,
but
no.
But you kind of hesitated and
you
looked up.
You consider all options. Got to win this game. Big two games in 5 days. Absolutely huge.
100%.
Huge. First 100%. You want to finish that first quarter of the season 3-1.
Yeah.
Rob?
In the words of Aaron Rodgers, everybody relax. The team's fine. The sky's not falling. We're on track. We'll be fine. 35-13 on Sunday.
This is where you get ridiculed.
Woo!
Hollis, just sit over there. It's not your time.
Yeah. I apologize, but I am going to throw a complete wrench in the Green Legion radio engine. Final thoughts. Jason Peters looked terrible.
Way to be positive there.
There you go. Great.
Yeah, now you're silent.
Hey, everyone, come out next week.
Yeah, why don't you shoot that text message out to us again next Tuesday?
Sorry.
Be positive tonight.
We all know the play.
Oh, that was fun.
And you're protecting your blind side.
Well, if you want to get totally negative, the offensive line kind of they didn't really do the job this week. I felt they didn't protect my guy. You saw. I don't know if you saw his face. It was beat red on the sideline. Your quarterback is never supposed to look like that. That's the person you're there to protect. And I felt like they should take a bit of pride and step up and not let him get touched this coming week.
Protect the franchise.
Protect your quarterback. That's your key to victory.
Yes,
as a player on this squad, protect your quarterback.
Absolutely.
That is your key to victory.
Yes.
The backup is only there because he's a backup.
At all costs.
And in case you didn't want to know, Pops obviously has something to say.
Thank y'all for coming out. Good night. Good luck.
Yeah, comedy jam.
I like that.
Everybody, wow. Great show this evening. By the way, do not forget, every Tuesday from 6 to 7 here at Chickies and Beats, if you can't get here in South Philly, Chickies has you covered at the casinos with locations at Parks Casino and Tropicana. By the way, Hollis is still here. Dave is still here. Get up, get some photographs, get some autographs. We will see you next week.